Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome, everyone, to our program. Now, just before the lunar holidays, we're going to have another newsworthy clip, so stay tuned. I imagine everybody's pretty excited thinking about what they're going to do for Chuseok, for New Year's Eve, and things like that. So some of you will probably be traveling, and it's nice to have this time together just before we get into the year of the buffalo, which is coming up. I like buffaloes. Well, anyway, this is Doris Brome Pamonghui, and we have with us two of our teachers who are from New York, and their names are
Howie
and Winnie.
And it's going to be very interesting for us to talk about a very old-fashioned thing, because in Chinese New Year, we think about old-fashioned customs and also travel. Do you think when people travel, they like to communicate with people who stay home?
Of course. I think for me, I still check email. I go online and I check instant message sometimes or on my phone. So people still like to stay connected.
That's true. I like to go out to the beach someplace and get my little cell phone. Well, here I am in the beach ready to go swimming, and here you are back in a big city, right? But postcards are so interesting, and people used to use them more than they do now. Do you ever write postcards anymore, Winnie?
I do, actually, and I love receiving postcards. Postcards are just a fun way to show a glimpse of what you're up to when you're traveling, and it's always so much fun, I think.
What about you, Howie?
I also love receiving postcards. I don't send them as much. I think it's because maybe this is a bad excuse. I'm a guy and I'm lazy. But whenever I have a friend send me a postcard, I'm very happy. I put it on my refrigerator.
Well, I noticed in some places, we're going to talk about postcards in a place like Britain. And I know when you walk down the streets of London, they'll have them on the streets. And you didn't think about it, but there they are. And you stop and look at them. And they're so interesting. You think, oh, I think I'll send that home. You know, they have to be displayed where people can see them easily too, don't you think?
A lot of these touristy areas, mm-hmm. even in New York, they have postcards of the Empire State Building
right.
and the Statue of Liberty.
Mm-hmm. So I think postcards are interesting. But for a while, people didn't send them because the postage went up and it cost so much to send them. And they were so slow by the time you got back to work a few days that your postcard would come. So there are reasons why people stopped sending them, don't you think?
Yes, also sometimes, to be honest, these older postcards are just kind of boring.
Right.
And, you know, why send a postcard that might be boring when I can be there in person tell my friend about the trip?
Or you could send a little picture over on your email and tell about the
exactly.
trip, right? And send an email postcard like we do a lot too. But in Britain now, the humble postcard enjoys a resurgence. It's on page 34. And what does resurgence mean?
It's an increase of interest in a particular thing. A couple of days ago, we used a word called comeback. It's like mm-hmm. a little revival. It's very similar. It's something that is regaining popularity again. That's what resurgence means, to resurge, basically.
Right. And we see the picture here on page 34 of something that looks like it's in a store or someplace, a lot of different postcards you can look at. And it's fun to look at them and find out interesting things. Like if you go to New Zealand, you get some pictures of great big sheep or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or you know, it's something that's characteristic of the country or tourist maps. I think postcards can be very interesting, don't you?
I really enjoy postcards now and even more as I'm getting older because I enjoy the photography that I see on some of these pictures. And I know they take much better pictures than I ever would. And so I really enjoy that.
Right. I think the quality is important because I've seen some really bad postcards, very cheesy,
mm-hmm.
boring postcards.
Cheap,
But now you have, because of digital cameras now, some of them are really high quality. You can use Photoshop and manipulate the image. Maybe that's why it's better now.
Well, maybe so. So let's find out about it on page 34. We're going to talk about this instant messaging age that we have now and pictures on phones. You might think that nobody's going to use them anymore, but that's not true. So let's read line 1 through line 20.
In Britain, Humble Postcard enjoys resurgence. In this era of instant messaging and snapshots shared on cell phones, you might think the seaside holiday postcard would be on its way out. But in Britain, picture postcards, those humble vacation standbys, are enjoying a not entirely understood resurgence. After initially stagnating after the advent of electronic communication, postcard mailings have leapt by 10 million a year for the past 3 years in Britain to 135 million annually. That's an average of 2 postcards a year for each UK resident. Postcard use appears to be on the rise in part because Britons are taking more holidays these days to places you'd want to send a card from. Today, most postcards mailed within Britain arrive in just a day or two, and cards by top photographers or artists have largely replaced the dreary hotel freebies of earlier years.
A seaside holiday, doesn't that sound nice? And you know, now during the New Year season, people are traveling more. Chinese people used to say, can't travel during New Year's, have to be home. But more and more are going overseas because there's special rates on planes and special offers to go to Europe. And don't you find that true, Howie? There's more and more Chinese people traveling during the lunar holidays.
Oh, definitely. I think airports are really, really crowded. And in fact, sometimes it's hard to find good seats anymore because airplanes are packed.
For a while, then the young people would just go off, and now the parents and the grandparents are going with them. Take your family to Germany or something. So, you know, it's a different era right now. But I think it's interesting that people now are still buying postcards and that they are not on their way out. What does it mean to be on the way out? What does that mean?
On the way out means that it's not popular anymore, and so nobody would be using these postcards.
Okay. But in Britain, the picture postcards, it says those humble vacation standbys that are for everybody, are enjoying a not entirely understood resurgence. People are saying, why? Tell us more about that.
Well, I guess because right now in Britain, people are tired of using electronics, perhaps, and that postcards are a little bit more personal. But I guess we'll find out about that a little bit later.
That's true. But it says after initially stagnating. To stagnate means just really to stop and get clogged up, isn't it? Stagnating.
Stagnating means not growing, not changing. It's staying the same.
Mm-hmm. So for a while, you know, it just sort of got... Nobody does that anymore because we had the new thing. Advent means a new thing of electronic communication. You can send an electronic postcard. Why go to the post office and buy a stamp? Hey, even some of those stamps are interesting.
I think stamps are very beautiful. A lot of people collect stamps.
Mm-hmm. So now they've leapt by 10 million a year for the past 3 years in Britain. That's a good business.
I don't know who's making these postcards, but they're making money now.
135 million annually, that's an average of 2 postcards a year for each resident in UK, United Kingdom. That's an interesting fact, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I think people are also taking more vacations in Britain maybe, and they figured, oh, it's a nice personal touch to send a postcard.
Well, and they seem to have a very good postal system because if you mail it within Britain... Of course, it's not as big of a country as the United States, but they'll arrive in a day or two. If I mail a postcard and it doesn't get there for a week or two, then I don't want to mail it either. So they have good postal service, I think.
I think internationally, if you go to another country and you have to mail it back home, it may take a week or two. But usually within a country, it'll take 2-3 days at most.
I'm not sure about America anymore, but I don't know. But I know one thing, that the cards by the top photographers, people who are good photographers, they have replaced the old dreary, what they call freebies. You could pick them up free at the hotel, and here's a picture of the hotel. Well, so what? Not very good. But now they have beautiful ones by very good photographers. And they say, wow, I want that picture. And sometimes when you buy them, you don't even want to mail them. Isn't that right? You want to keep them.
Sometimes, because they're so beautiful, I just want to keep them in my own house for my sake to remember where I went.
Yeah, some people keep them as souvenirs now, and souvenirs are little keepsakes, little memories. So if you go on vacation, you'll buy a postcard for a friend maybe, you'll decide, I don't want to send this. I want to keep this for myself.
Well, I want to tell you a secret. I have some postcards for trips with Heavenly Melody to Europe, to Finland, to South America, to every place. And I keep them in little books, just like I would photography for pictures. You can see them after class.
A lot of people collect postcards also, just like they would collect stamps or something else. So they would go to different countries and or different cities, and they would buy a postcard from theirs, and they would collect them in a book, just like you.
Right. And then, you know, you could take your own pictures. That's good, too. But some of these are done really in a very special way. And so you can show them to other people. They can say, this is where I was. It's like a little book of your travels.
Yes.
So don't forget to do that when you travel to different places. But some older countries don't have nice postcards, and you don't want to save them. But some countries now are using really, really good photographers to make postcards, aren't they?
And I think with digital technology now, you can alter it, you can manipulate it, so that even if you don't take a good picture, you can adjust the colors. Whereas before, if you use those old film ones, maybe that's why they were so dreary before, because you couldn't really manipulate it as well.
That's true. Well, line 20 here talks about freebies. And I think that's kind of an interesting word, because I don't think it used to be in the dictionary, but it's a very common word now. Let's talk about freebies once.
Freebies is anything you would get for free without cost. So sometimes, for example, if I go to a computer exhibition in the city, some people would ask me, did you get any freebies? Did they give you anything? Was anything given away there?
And when you go to a hotel, they have soap and shampoo, and if you don't use it, you put it in your suitcase because it's a freebie. You know, it's what you get. You paid for the hotel room. It's something they give you. But sometimes it's not the best quality. You want to get something good. So if they had postcards that were really exciting, they put them in the desk at the hotel, then you would like to take them. But if they're not very interesting, nobody's going to ever take them, right?
Right, and so it's a very different shift into how people see postcards these days.
Right. Well, do you think everybody likes freebies, though?
I like anything
free. I like them.
Anything complimentary. Complimentary is another word we'd use for something that's free. If a hotel would give you something for free, generally they say it's complimentary.
Right, that's true. And I think, though, if a postcard is not very interesting, even if it's free, you probably still won't take it.
Yeah, if it's ugly, I don't think they'll take it.
Right. So they're changing things quite a bit. Well, I think we should finish reading this article first, then we'll do a little review of our lessons.
But the newfound fondness for the postcard also appears to be driven by a desire, at least while on vacation, to chuck the BlackBerry in the hotel safe and turn back the clock in favor of a more personal and thoughtful method of contact. As the UK Post Office puts it, people have realized emails and text messages are not very permanent or personal, said Brian Lund, editor of Picture Postcard Monthly magazine. The cards remain a unique form of communication. They're brief, scrawled messages, or epic tales crammed onto every nook of the tiny space, are at the same time private and very public. A chance not only to send a wish you were here home, but to brag to or scandalize the mail carrier and any nosy neighbor. Sending a postcard might be a bit retro, Lund notes, but it's a really good personal thing to do.
We're talking about something that has to do with what the modern world is like, and so we're talking about the newfound fondness, something we have come back into. It's a resurgence. We are now fond or happy to use postcards again. That's been driven by a desire, at least, to get rid of our cell phones or BlackBerries. What is a BlackBerry?
It is a cell phone where you can access your email and the internet.
And some people say, I want to chuck my BlackBerry. It means I want to just get rid of it. You're not going to throw it away, but I'm going to put it away and not use it. Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel like chucking your cell phone or your computer?
Sometimes when I'm at work, I don't even want to look at the computer. So can't chuck the computer, but sometimes I think we need to get away from technology. We need a break from technology.
That's true. Well, I think it's good when you're using the technology on the trip to like, let's say I want to use the computer to find out some good restaurants, or I can use it for information about the place, not just to do my work, but, you know, to enrich my time there. That's good, though.
But most people carry a BlackBerry for business reasons because they need to receive company emails or company phone calls.
Right.
So if you're a business person on a trip and it's for pleasure, you're going to want to chuck or throw that BlackBerry in the hotel safe. You don't want to have anything to do with it.
You don't want to throw it away, though. You want it kept safe. If you leave it in your suitcase, it could be stolen.
That's true.
Cameras and things like that. So put it in the hotel safe and then turn back the clock. And what does it mean by turning back the clock here?
When we say turn back the clock, we mean that we want to make things the same way as it was at an earlier time.
During your mother and dad's period or
yes,
something like that, right?
Before my time, yes.
Right. Okay. Go back to the time when people didn't have to have a cell phone
yes.
every minute and so forth, and make it more personal and thoughtful. So that's a good point there, because what did they say about these emails and text messages? What does it say about that, Howie, as we go on in line 27?
Well, they're not very permanent or personal. So, for example, if you get an email, people know that it takes you, what, a minute or two to type it out. But then if you get a postcard, usually people take time to think about what they're going to write. People will spend some time maybe even picking out the postcard.
Yes. And the stamp. I like to pick out
the stamp. You have to buy the stamp also. So
yes.
that all this takes time. It's not very quick and easy like an email or a text message.
And it's also something that you can hold in your hands that you know
at.
And
mm-hmm.
you can hold on to it. You could put it up somewhere. And you know that this is something that this person specifically picked out for you.
And you can look at it again and again. And I noticed here, too, that this man, Brian Lund, is the editor of the Picture Postcard Monthly magazine. I didn't even know there was one.
It's becoming more and more popular, I guess, that they have postcard magazines.
Mm-hmm. So the cards then remain a very special, a very unique form of communication. It sounds funny saying about something as old-fashioned as a postcard that my grandmother even knew about and just saying is a very unique communication. But still, it is becoming unique because people don't do it much anymore.
That's right. Actually, I always thought it was interesting because a postcard, it's just a piece of cardboard, basically, and you can only write on maybe half of it.
I know.
So I always thought, well, you can't – it's why not just send a letter?
Right.
But then now it's true. It's very unique because you have to think about what you want to write and put it in that little small space.
And whereas an email, it might be private from one person to another, if you think about it, a postcard would go through several people's hands before it gets to you. And I think that's really interesting too.
Mm.
Well, it does say here in line 32 that they're brief, scrawled messages because you write them by hand and you might not be used to doing that, but they're just written off. Or an epic tale, a very exciting tale when you say, you know what, look what happened to me today. I almost got bit by a shark or something. You try to write this into every nook of the tiny space and you get the story on that little space. And so in a way it's private and yet it's public. And then, of course, you also say, well, I wish you were here. But you say more than that on a postcard, too. You say, what happened today, and that it happened in this place, on this picture. It can be exciting.
Yeah, some people may put some gossip in the postcard, like, oh, guess who I saw on this trip? And then that's why it says here that you may scandalize the mail carrier and any nosy neighbor because maybe that gossip, people will be shocked by it.
Well, if I got a postcard and it said, I met my old boyfriend I knew in high school, and somebody else would say, oh, Doris met her old boyfriend from high school, and that would give them something to talk about. But, you know, it's just kind of interesting because you wouldn't get to see it on my email, right?
That's definitely true.
I just want to point out to our listeners on line 33, I believe the word crammed. I think most of us, we think of the word cram, we think of cram school.
Mm-hmm.
But here it means to fill to fill in an excessive amount, fill a very large amount into a very small space. And that's why we have cram school, because you're learning so much information in a short amount of time. Here you're writing a lot of information in a small bit of space.
Right. And then you go on down here when they talk about this small bit of information. It says that it's private and yet it's public. Because most of the time, if people get a postcard, they say, oh, this is a pretty picture. I think I'll send it to Howie. Mm. But then I'll say, hi, Howie. I wish you were here. Well, almost everybody says that. You know?
Yeah.
You have to say more than that. You should say, this is what happened today.
Sure.
Make it more exciting on your postcards. Do you think
Definitely.
So?
Definitely. I agree. But at the same time, sometimes one pic, you know, that phrase, a picture says a thousand words. Sometimes a picture really is enough.
That's true. Yeah. But this idea is that sometimes, you know, to scandalize a mail carrier or any nosy neighbor, and you could just see pictures of people picking up the mail and say, oh, look at so-and-so wrote this. And those are kind of old-fashioned ideas because we all are so much on our privacy nowadays. It's different.
Right.
I don't think I'd write anything very public on a postcard, would you?
Sometimes I've seen some pretty interesting postcards. They're not of pictures of buildings, but they're kind of shady. They're kind of maybe not very clean. They're like some kind of like bad humor postcards also.
True.
So that can scandalize your mail carrier also because maybe they're indecent.
Yeah, I think we should only send decent ones, don't you?
I agree.
But you know, Howie, it says up here that sending a postcard might be a bit retro. Now, what is retro?
Retro is an informal way of saying retrospective, something from the past. So, for example, I remember a couple of years ago, well, maybe more than a couple of years ago, when bell-bottom jeans made a comeback. And I would say, hey, that's very retro because those were worn in the 70s. So anything that may have been worn from the past, some kind of style, some kind of trend, if it makes a comeback, if people are using it again, we would say, hey, that's very retro.
Well, is that just an abbreviation of a longer word, though, or not?
Yeah, retrospective.
Yeah, retrospective. Because I think it's just kind of the word is too long, so we just use half of it, right?
Yes.
So it's not necessarily a word in itself, but it's become used that way.
Yes.
But I don't think you need to remember all those words, but, you know, you can know what they mean. But it's really a good personal thing to do. Oh, somebody sent me a postcard. They were thinking of me. And I think it is a very nice gesture when you travel to pick up some interesting picture postcards of the place.
I agree. I remember my mother took a trip to Thailand, and she sent me a postcard with a mama elephant and a baby elephant. And I still have it to this day because that was just a very special, special gift.
I know. People do keep the postcards like that. And you think about the trip. And then sometimes you look at that and you see the date on the postcard.
Yes.
And it reminds you, what year did my mother go to Thailand? Oh, yeah, it's on the postcard.
Yes.
It's kind of a good way to remember things, too, isn't it?
I have a postcard. In fact, it's still on my refrigerator in New York City from a friend who went to Israel.
Mm.
And he sent it there. And I appreciate it a lot because I'm thinking, I don't know if I'll ever have the opportunity to go out there. So it was a nice picture, I think, of some landmark in Israel. And he wrote, actually, he crammed a lot of information in that little space because he wrote, oh, I went here and I went here and, oh, wish you were here. So it was very nice of him, and I still have it at home.
He even got that wish you were here in on it. That's good. So that's why it says that we kind of scrawl it on there sometime. We have to get a lot of words on there. Well, so the main thing then about this lesson is that postcards are coming back. They're not only still in, but there is a resurgence. So they are becoming more popular, right?
Yes.
And what's another thing that's important about that? Is it a good business nowadays still?
Well, according to the article, 135 million sales annually for these postcards. It's leapt by 10 million a year.
And think of the post office. They get to sell a lot of stamps that way, don't they?
That's right.
But they might probably enjoy reading some of them, I'd imagine.
Well, I think it's interesting. So remember, when you go traveling, if you go traveling now over the holidays, buy an interesting postcard. Look them over, find a good one, and send it to your friends and relatives. And maybe keep a few for yourself. That would be good too, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we have just a couple of minutes to review. So are there any things that we want to mention or to ask each other? We can't turn back the clock, that's true. We would like to, but we can also imagine what it was like in a certain time before something happened. Can you think about things that are so different now? Like, for instance, cell phones. When you travel, you can call on a cell phone. Before, you had to go down and find a phone on the street and call.
I think right now, because of cell phones, it's like what the article said, things become very impersonal because you can send little text messages to people instead of writing a letter maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you would want to write a letter. You can just make a call to someone. So things have become more impersonal with technology. So it's good to take that technology, put it aside, and to make things a little bit more personal. Buy a stamp. Write a postcard.
And I would add to that, write a letter. I think many people forget how beautiful letter writing can be and how precious it is when you receive a letter that's handwritten rather than maybe typed by somebody.
Okay, so we want to turn back the clock sometimes, but we don't want to stagnate either. But we still want to have a combination of the old and the new, so we can still not be retro, but we can still enjoy the good things of the past. We don't reject everything. So I hope that you are going to have a great time over this special Lunar New Year season. I know many people will be with their families, and you'll be having good things to eat. And remember to speak a little English to them, too, because English is something you need all over the world. You might even have foreign guests in your home at this period of time. I hope you do. So enjoy the time together, everyone.
Yeah, and if they're going traveling, buy a postcard.
That's right. So, Shin Nin, Kuai Lo, have a good time. Bye now.
Bye. Bye.